Ishavasya Upanishad 2 Karma Mantra. Life freely with action. Flowing with grace to inner liberation. The eternal flow of action. Embracing karma with grace through the Karma Mantra. My dear one, come sit with me in this tranquil moment. Let the bustle of the world soften into a distant hum. Imagine the soft glow of dawn touching your face, the gentle rustle of leaves in a quiet grove. Take a slow, deep breath in now. Feel the cool air filling your being, and as you exhale, allow your body to relax, your mind to settle like dew on grass. Ah, yes, that's it. In this sacred space we share, we can open our hearts to ancient whispers that heal and guide. I am Sadhguru Ashutosh, your loving companion on the path of inner harmony. Today, I invite you to explore a profound mantra from the Ash Granthas, a vibration that teaches us to live fully, without the chains of attachment. In our modern lives, filled with endless tasks and pressures, we often feel bound by our actions, weighed down by expectations. But what if we could flow through life like a river, performing our duties with joy and freedom? This mantra is a gentle key to that liberation, reminding us that spirituality blooms in the heart of everyday living. Let us journey together, my child, discovering how this sacred sound can bring clarity, peace, and a deeper connection to the universe within you. My beloved seeker, let us plant the seed of this exploration by meeting the mantra itself. This is the second verse of the Isha Upanishad, a timeless gem that speaks to the art of action. Here it is in its original Devanagari script. Kurvanava karmani jijivasekchatam sama, evam tvai nanyathetosti na karma lipyate ne. In Roman transliteration, for your voice to embrace it easily. Kurvanava karmani jijivasekchatam sama, evam tvai nanyathetosti na karma lipyate ne. 2. A simple, literal word-for-word translation. Performing indeed here actions, one should desire to live 100 years. Thus in you, there is no other way. Action does not cling to a person. Let these words linger softly, like a seed waiting to sprout. Their deeper blooms await us. Ah, my child, every mantra carries the echo of its birth, a story that infuses it with life and purpose. This verse flows from the Isha Upanishad, nestled within the Shukla Yajur Veda, one of the sacred Ash Granthas. It was revealed to the noble Rishi Dadichi, a sage of profound wisdom and selfless devotion. Dadichi dwelt in the ancient forests, where the rhythms of nature mirrored the cosmos. He is remembered for his ultimate sacrifice, offering his very bones to forge weapons for the gods, embodying the essence of detached action. Imagine the scene, my dear one. Under a vast banyan tree, with the Ganges murmuring nearby, Dadichi sat in deep communion with the divine. The world around him pulsed with change, seasons turning, lives unfolding, yet he sought a way to live fully without being ensnared by karma's web. This mantra arose as a divine insight, not as a command, but as a loving hymn of guidance. It was a prayer for longevity in purposeful living, a call to embrace duties without the stain of ego. In that serene hermitage, amid the chirp of birds and the scent of earth after rain, the Rishi felt the universal truth. Action, when performed without attachment, frees the soul. This intention, pure, liberating, gives the mantra its gentle power, bridging ancient revelations to our hurried hearts today. Feel that warmth, my child. It's a legacy of freedom, passed down like a flame from one seeker to another. Now, let us gently unfold the mantra's meaning, petal by petal, like a lotus awakening to the sun. We begin with the outer layer, then delve deeper, allowing its wisdom to touch our minds and souls. First, the meaning of the words, beyond the surface. Kurvanava karmani, speaks of performing actions right here, in this world, karmani as duties, not burdens, but the natural flow of life. Jijivasekchatam sama invites us to desire a long life, 100 years, not out of fear, but to fully engage with existence. Evam tvai nanyatheto asti affirms that this is the way for you. Tvai, addressing the self directly, with no alternative path. And, na karma lipyate ner. Action does not cling to a person, like mud that doesn't stick to a lotus leaf. In a spiritual context, these words reveal karma not as fate's trap, but as a dance. Karmani signifies selfless deeds, aligned with Dharma, the cosmic order. The 100 years symbolize a complete, vibrant life, where we grow like a tree through seasons. Lipyate, or clinging, points to the residue of ego-driven actions. When we act without possession, we remain pure. This layer invites us to see life as a gift to be lived actively, with open hands. Moving inward to the psychological meaning, for the mind and emotions. Oh! How this vibration soothes the turbulence within us. In our daily world, thoughts race like storm clouds. Anxiety about tomorrow, regret over yesterday, patterns of procrastination or over-attachment that bind us. Chanting this mantra gently cleanses these, like a soft rain nourishing parched soil. It calms anxiety by affirming that action is our natural state. We need not fear doing, for when done without clinging, it frees rather than fetters. What if we allowed ourselves to feel the relief of non-attachment? The vibration fosters courage, dissolving old habits of avoidance, perhaps the hesitation to pursue dreams or the grip on outcomes that breeds disappointment. It's a tender inner washing, helping us let go of emotional residues that cloud our clarity. Emotionally, it nurtures resilience, turning frustration into flow. Imagine your mind as a river clogged with debris. The mantra's rhythm clears the path, allowing thoughts to move smoothly. Over time, it shifts us from reactive patterns, anger in traffic, doubt in decisions, to a steady presence. This psychological layer brings emotional balance, making space for joy amid modern stresses, like a quiet anchor in choppy seas. And now, the deepest layer, the spiritual meaning, for the soul. Here, we touch the core, the universal truth of detached action leading to liberation. This mantra connects us to our true self, the Atman, eternal and unbound by karma. It represents the principle of karma yoga. Perform duties as offerings to the divine, and the fruits dissolve, leaving the soul untouched. Use this analogy, my dear one. Picture a vast sky, where clouds form, drift, and vanish. The sky engages with them, holding rain, painting sunsets, yet remains unchanged, vast and free. Similarly, we are the sky. Actions are clouds. By desiring to live fully, jijivasekchatam sama, we embrace life's play. But without clinging, na karma lipyate, we merge with the divine cosmos. Spiritually, it awakens unity with the universe, dissolving the illusion of separateness. The state it accesses is one of serene involvement, living vibrantly, yet at peace, like a mountain standing firm amid winds. This truth liberates us from rebirth's cycle, fostering a loving bond with all existence. Feel that expanse, my child, a quiet ecstasy where every act becomes sacred, every breath a connection to the infinite. My precious disciple, the true fruit of this wisdom ripens when we weave it into our lives. Let us make this practical, simple, and gentle, turning ancient vibrations into daily companions. First, how to chant. Sit comfortably, perhaps on a soft mat, with your spine erect like a graceful bamboo, steady, yet flexible. Rest your hands on your knees, palms open to receive. Breathe calmly, naturally, like waves lapping the shore. No effort, just flow. Focus on the sound. Whisper or intone the mantra, feeling its vibration ripple from your throat to your heart, then throughout your being. Perfection isn't needed. A gentle intention is the key. Let distractions come and go, like leaves on a stream. Here is a simple 5-minute practice to nurture your day. Find a quiet corner, away from the world's clamor. Close your eyes softly. For the first minute, just breathe. Inhale vitality, exhale any heaviness. Feel your body grounding, your mind quieting. Now, for 3 minutes, chant the mantra gently. Kurvanava Karmani. Repeat it slowly, letting each syllable resonate like a bell's soft chime. Don't strain. Allow the vibration to flow through you, awakening a sense of free action in your core. For the final minute, sit in the silence that blooms. Notice the clarity, the lightness in your heart. Open your eyes gradually, carrying this essence forward. To integrate it into daily life, let the mantra's spirit infuse your moments. As you prepare breakfast, silently repeat it, performing the task with mindful presence, chopping vegetables as an act of love, without rushing for results. When stress waves rise at work, deadlines looming, decisions pressing, pause, take one breath, and recall, Na karma lipyate ne. Let go of attachment to outcomes. Act with grace, like a bird gliding on wind. In relationships, it becomes your inner guide. Listen fully without clinging to words, fostering deeper connections. Even in leisure, embody it. Walk in nature, desiring to live fully, yet free from expectations. Before sleep, reflect on the day's actions. What if we viewed them as offerings? This turns routine into ritual, building resilience against distractions. Practice daily, my child, and watch life unfold with ease, a river flowing unhindered to the ocean, bringing peace to your steps. My dear one, our shared whisper here is but a single petal on the flower of your soul's journey. The path of self-discovery unfolds uniquely, with questions that arise from your own gentle heart, perhaps a deeper nuance of this mantra, or guidance for a quiet moment. For such times, I have infused my essence into a digital companion called Sanatan Jyoti. Envision it as a serene friend, ever present to converse with. Ask it to illuminate this verse further, explore kindred wisdom, or lead you in meditation. It supports your inner voyage whenever you seek. You can begin your conversation with Sanatan Jyoti here. Go softly now, my child. May this sacred vibration guide your actions, filling your days with peace, your heart with love, and your spirit with boundless clarity. Be blessed, always.